Hare Krishna. Let me welcome all of you for this last verse of the Damodarashtakam. It will be our saying goodbye to this wonderful prayer, but not goodbye, not saying goodbye to each other. After the Damodar Leelas are the Damodar Leela is complete, if Krishna so willing today, then we will enter Ananta Leelaya. This is the Sanskrit in the last verse. Namo Ananta Leelaya. Satyavrata Muni gives his obeisances to the unlimited leelas of the Lord. That means to each and every leela, and we will continue tomorrow describing different leelas which take place around the evening time of Krishna, so that we can, so to say, be with him in our mind by accompanying him through his regular pastimes. Please take now your songbook out and open it to text 8 so that we can chant the last verse together.
Namaste stu dhamne spu radipti dhamne tvadi yodarayata vishvasya dhamne namo radikayai tvadiya priyajai
Satyavrata Muni is now in total ecstasy, overwhelmed with deep prema. He cannot stop, but he has to continue offering obeisances to the Lord, first to his robe, then to his particular limbs, and then finally to the Lord's beloved associates. O brilliantly effulgent Lord, surrounding Damodar's belly. I've read it wrongly. O brilliantly effulgent robe, surrounding Damodar's belly. O resting place of the universe, the Lord's belly. Unto you both, robe and belly, I offer my respectful obeisances. O dear most beloved of the gopis, unto your dear most beloved Sri Radhika, I offer my humble obeisances. Unto you, unto your limitless pastimes, and unto your transcendental nature, O Lord Damodar, I offer obeisances again and again and again. He cannot stop. So, first he offers obeisances to the robe. According to Sanatana Goswami, this robe is effulgent because it is condensed Brahman energy. That's why it shines. Then he is offering his obeisances to the most beautiful belly of the Lord, which is the resting place of the universe. On at least two occasions, Lord Krishna showed Mother Yashoda, his mother, that in fact everything, including the entire universe and the living entities, are resting within the belly of the Lord. Here is a verse from the 7th chapter of the 10th canto, where Shukadev Goswami describes the extraordinary darshan of Mother Yashoda. O King Parikshit, when the child Krishna was almost finished drinking his mother's milk, and Mother Yashoda was touching him and looking at his beautiful, brilliantly smiling face, the baby yawned, and Mother Yashoda saw in his mouth the whole sky, the higher planetary systems and the earth, the luminaries in all directions, the sun, the moon, fire, air, the seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests, and then all kinds of living entities, both moving and non-moving. And there in the 8th chapter, again, Mother Yashoda, who wanted to see if Krishna had eaten dirt, requested him to open his mouth, and again she saw within his mouth all moving and non-moving entities, and then oceans, fire, moon, stars, light, water, sky, and even her own self that she saw, and she became doubtful. What is it that I'm seeing? So, yes, that is all in the belly of the Lord. It's all there. Everything is there. So, there is a Sanskrit saying, my dear devotees, everything, especially, of course, prayers or narrations of pastimes, should end on a sweet note. Madurena samapayet. This statement is also often interpreted that at the end of a successful meal, sweets must be served. So at the end of this prayer, also sweet, most sweet glorification is to be offered. And that is there. The author says, Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyajai Namo Nanda Lilaya Devaya Tupyam. He says, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto your dear most beloved Sri Radhika. Now, Srimati Radharani is mentioned here because of her exceptional love. This is well proven throughout the scriptures. She appears in the Bhagavatam indirectly when Shukadev Goswami mentions one personality who is Aradhana, that means who worships in the most super excellent way. But as you notice, mention of Radharani is only made out in a very indirect way. And also Krishna's favorite pastimes with Radha and the other the other gopis is here mentioned only in an indirect way with the Sanskrit word Ananta Lila. Li means to embrace, and la means to accept. In this way, we find hidden in the word lila the idea of the rasa lila, where the beautiful gopis are offering their embraces to Krishna, and he accepts those embraces. This pastime, which is the highest of Krishna's pastime, has always a special place in the scriptures of the Goswamis. But supreme caution is always given so that there is no misuse or no, mistake, and therefore offenses created when approaching this pastime. In the 10th canto, chapter 33, text 30, great caution is given. Maitat samacharet jatu manasapi anishvara vinashyat yacharan modyat yatarudrobti jam visham. One who is not a great controller, means not an Ishvara, an ordinary soul, one who is not a great controller should never imitate the behavior of ruling personalities, not even mentally. If out of foolishness an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, even mentally, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not a Rudra would destroy himself if he tried to drink an ocean of poison. The Lord enjoys with his internal potencies and thus attracts us to the spiritual platform. But we should be very careful when reading these pastimes or hearing these pastimes, that not even in our mind should we imitate Krishna, for then we will suffer severely. This is the end of this wonderful description, but there are a few more small little obeisances to be done. The robe, the belly, Srimati Radhika, who is also representing the other beloved gopis of Krishna. He also wants to now offer his obeisances to another meaning of Ananta Lila, that is each and every single pastime of those unlimitedly glorious and numerous pastimes. And he wants to he offers his obeisances to the transcendental nature of Krishna, Devaya, who is a worshipable Lord, because he is so playful, that's his nature. Again and again he offers obeisances. Actually, when someone comes in contact with Krishna's pastimes, he can only offer obeisances because they are so extraordinarily attractive and so extraordinarily special. This is seen when Lord Brahma saw the amazing Brahma Vimohana Leela, a pastime where Krishna was able to totally bewilder him, because he was acting in ways which were beyond the understanding or imagination of Brahma. He expanded himself into all those forms which Brahma, forms of cowherd boys and cows, which Brahma had stolen from Vrindavan and out of Krishna's care, because he wanted to see what does Krishna do in the absence of all these cowherd boys. Will he cry like a simple boy? When he returned to the place of his theft, he saw Krishna walking through the forest looking for the boys and the cows. And Brahma thought, wow, he is an ordinary man. He could not see my trick, that it was me who stole it. But then the next thing he saw was Krishna surrounded with all the cows, all the calves, all the cowherd boys. She thought, strange, I have stolen them, and let me look if they're still there. And when he went to the hiding place, he saw all the boys and the calves sleeping there in a mystical slumber. So he came back and again saw everyone was there. And then Krishna, wanting to totally overwhelm Brahma, showed that it was him who had expanded himself into all the missing cows and cowherd boys. He showed, Brahma, you worship Vasudev, like you say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. That is an obeisance to the all-pervading Lord Vasudev. See, then Krishna showed that all the cowherd boys and calves transformed before the stunned vision of Brahma into Vishnu's Vasudev forms. The worshipable Lord showed to Brahma, here I am, your own worshipable Lord. Now, see, here's unlimited Vasudevs. They come from me. Unlimited Vishnus. This is my superiority over you, and you should worship me. So Brahma then, what he did is he got down from his throne and offered his obeisances. Then as he was lying on the ground, he could see no longer Krishna. He thought, what fool I am. I'm on the ground now. My darshan of Krishna is not there. Let me get up again and see. So Brahma got up again, saw Lord Krishna. And then he thought, I'm so arrogant and proud. I stand here just to have my darshan. And boom, he again threw himself on the ground, and then only two heads looked at Lord Krishna, and again he thought, why now only I see with four eyes, let me get up again. And he threw himself up and down like this. So Krishna at that time was very, very serious, because after all, Brahma had kidnapped his dear friends and the calves. He wanted to look very serious. Oh, you did this. But as this Brahma was coming up and down and offering prayers with his synchronized mouths, Krishna felt so humorously incited, so humorously moved, that he had to just cover his mouth and and laugh at this funny being who threw himself up and down and who spoke with four mouths in a perfectly synchronized way. That was a laughing matter for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are sweet, 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 sweet pastimes, and they are unlimited in nature. So starting from tomorrow, we will try to dive a little bit into some of the pastimes of Lord Krishna, the evening pastimes, and this will give us great transcendental joy. Also, there is one ending from Sanatana Goswami, which he has spoken in his Krishna Lila Stava. It is an obeisances to Lord Krishna. It says, Mother Yashoda embraced you with her love, which you constantly increased. And thus you fulfilled the benediction given to Dhara and Drona by your devotee Brahma with the 26th obeisances. And then again an obeisances by Sanatana Goswami. Once when your mother was just starting to churn yogurt and was singing about your pastimes, you grabbed hold of the yogurt churning rod, greedy for her breast milk. Before you had drunk your fill at your mother's breast, she went away to take milk off the stove. Then your lips pouting in false anger, you broke the yogurt pot. Oh, you, whose favorite food is newly churned butter, fresh butter. You stole the fresh butter hanging from the ceiling, enjoyed its taste, and scattered the butter all around. Your body became smeared with butter, and when the sound of your tiny bells gave you away, great giver of butter and charity, you shed false tears, scared of punishment for your theft. With your fear of your mother and your anxiety to flee, you put on a delightful show in the village courtyard. But then you understood how fatigued your mother had become, O Damodar. I bow down to you. The robe of your new ornament, the robe which was your new ornament, your eyes darting here and there, you were firmly tied to the mortar. O object of Yashoda's motherly love, O unlimited one, you thus became bound by a rope. Thus ends obeisances number 27. You saw the twin Arjuna trees and broke the curse upon the sons of Kuvera, for you knew what Narada had mercifully told them to deliver them from their offenses. And in this way, Sanatana Goswami goes through the entire pastimes of the Damodar Leela, again and again paying obeisances, visible obeisances in the dust of Braj. He in fact goes through all the pastimes of Krishna doing the same thing as Satyavrata, doing the same thing which all devotees have done since time immemorial, that is, paying obeisances to Lord Krishna's unlimited pastimes. Let us, with great appreciation, with great happiness, with great respect, use this Damodar month to also pay obeisances to the Lord who is bound by the love of his devotees. Hare Krishna.